The Big Ten men's basketball tournament is this week. 15th-ranked Michigan will face off against 2nd-ranked Michigan State. But the tournament also features the specter of Michigan's squeaky clean coach John Boeheim against the backdrop of an FBI investigation into corruption in college basketball. A contrast that Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon says Michigan fans should appreciate more.
There are a lot of reasons to like the Big Ten basketball tournament this year, and perhaps more not to. What's to like? The Big Ten can boast 4 of the nation's top 15 teams, more than any other conference, including 2nd-ranked Michigan State and 15th-ranked Michigan. They're all doing battle this week. Perhaps the most popular coach this spring is Michigan's John Boeheim. He's never won a national title. He's been to only 1 Final Four, and he's won 3 Big Ten titles, far less than the league leaders. But he is so squeaky clean, he would not let Spike Albrecht order tiramisu on his recruiting trip because the recipe has a bit of rum in it. When his team goes a few seconds over the NCAA allotted practice time, a horn goes off and the team runs off the court. And when he swears, he confesses in church the next day. The guy may seem unreal, but he's never wanted an ounce of attention for any of his piousness. All these stories come from his players. But given the cesspool that is big-time college basketball, Boeheim is looking better and better. I've been arguing for years that Michigan fans have not fully appreciated what they've got in Boeheim, especially if you believe it's better to finish 2nd and clean than 1st and dirty. We now know that is exactly what Boeheim's team did in the 2013 NCAA final, when Michigan lost to Rick Pitino's Louisville squad. Since then, Pitino's program has been found guilty of just about everything, including hiring prostitutes. So even the normally docile NCAA decided to take back Louisville's NCAA title. That has not caused Michigan fans to celebrate in the streets, but perhaps it should. Even if their players lost, they could be proud of them before, during, and after the game. Michigan State's Tom Izzo is one of the most respected coaches in college basketball, but he's had a rough season off the court. He's being questioned about the conduct of 3 of his players from 2010, another one accused of sexual assault this season, and an FBI investigation showing the mother of star player Miles Bridges received $400 from a third party. We don't know yet how any of this is going to shake out, but it's made for some very uncomfortable post-game press conferences. Izzo has declined to answer any questions after games, and probably wisely, but the questions won't stop until he answers them, most likely after the season. On the court, the Spartan season has been much more enjoyable, winning their first outright Big Ten title in 9 years. They're favored to win the Big Ten tournament and get to Coach Izzo's 8th Final Four. There will still be questions when it's all over, but the longer the team goes, the happier Coach Izzo and company will be. That cannot be said of the Big Ten tournament itself, which is being held for the first time in New York's Madison Square Garden, and fans hope for the last. Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney might be the smartest leader in college sports, but he blew this one. He pushed to get Rutgers into the Big Ten to secure the New York cable TV market. Then, as a thank you to Rutgers, he scheduled the Big Ten tournament in New York 1 week earlier than usual. That gives the Big Ten 2 weeks off before the NCAA tournament, which nobody likes. It turns out very few folks in New York care about Big Ten football, and even fewer care about Big Ten basketball, if attendance at this tournament is any indication. This is just one more example of big-time college sports going for the short-term money grab at the risk of its long-term fan base. Guess they can't all be John Boeheim's.